And now, it's sports time. Featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews. Making sports accessible to everyone, from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast. Hey everyone, and Happy New Year. January isn't just the best time to break your newly made resolutions, it's also a great time for following and watching football. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend, and to help prepare for the games, I invited my old friend Brennan Gilfillan to join me in a series of podcasts. We'll go through each NFL playoff game and talk through the most interesting characters, the basic plot of the game, who we want to win, and who we think is going to win. And just for fun, we'll share our favorite player names from each playoff team. I hope you enjoy it. All right, we're back to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals at the Indianapolis Colts. This is the Sunday early afternoon game. It's 1:05 p.m. on CBS. Let's start with the Bengals, who really, I thought, were pretty anonymous. What characters do you have for them?
The only character I have is Andy Dalton, their quarterback, who is, it's hard to describe him.
Redheaded?
He's so special. He is redheaded. He has a knack for not coming up big in important moments. He's 0-3 in the playoffs. There are moments in the regular season where he looks like he's getting it all together, and then it just all falls apart almost inevitably, which tells you all you need to know about this game. He just is like, you know, he's just a classic quarterback who just can't get over whatever that weird hump is where he figures out how to do it in the playoffs or when it matters. He seems like a pretty boring dude, but he's just like so spectacularly bad when it matters that I just really enjoy. I enjoy watching him.
Yeah, and he's not bad like Ryan Lindley bad. He's just so spectacularly worse than he normally is.
Right. Exactly. It's like, and it's noticeable.
Yeah, it's like me when I need to hit a shot in, you know, a pool game or something, and I just scratch on the eight ball every time.
Yeah,
so I sympathize with him. But
yes, no, he is the perpetual eight ball scratcher.
Right. Yeah,
that could mean a lot of different things. But anyway.
So the character I had was AJ Green, the Cincinnati Bengals, really their best player, I think.
I mean, how bad would Andy Dalton be if he had not had AJ Green to throw to all these years? That's right. The other thing.
Yeah, AJ Green is just this. He's pretty anonymous. I don't know much about him as a person, but on the football field, he's just a machine. He's like tall, fast, catches the ball incredibly well, doesn't say very much, just like. He just does his job really expertly. And in that game, the last game the Bengals played was against the Steelers, where Le'Veon Bell sort of, quote-unquote, hyperextended his knee. A.J. Green, who was already dealing with, I think, a shoulder injury, got hit in the head pretty hard and left the game with a concussion. We don't even know if he'll play in this game, but he's a pretty important cog in the Bengals' offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think their running backs, both their running backs, Bernard and Jeremy Hill, are pretty solid. But yeah, I don't think if there's no AJ Green, then there's pretty much nothing for the Colts to actually fear.
Yep. Let's move over to the Colts.
Yes, the Colts. My character for the Colts continues to be Trent Richardson, who is one of the most disappointing running backs. He's doubly disappointing. It's actually quite remarkable what he's managed to accomplish. He's doubly disappointing because not only was he drafted, not only did the Browns use an incredibly high draft pick on him, the Colts then traded a first-round draft pick for him. And therefore, he's disappointed two franchises, both of whom have thrown away extremely high draft picks on him. And I think everyone has pretty much just given up on the idea that he's going to be a decent running back. I still like... for some reason hold out hope that because he does seem to be a physical freak, that he could actually be the running back that everyone thought he could be. I don't think anyone agrees with me. But he's like the ruiner of drafts and franchises in a way that's, and you know, the reality is he's still their starter because they don't have anyone else, despite all he's done.
Yeah, my character on one of my characters on the Colts is Andrew Luck. He's the Colts quarterback. He's a study in contrast. He went to school at Stanford. He has a totally bizarre voice. Like, it almost sounds like Andre the Giant.
Sounds like a Muppet.
As Bill Simmons on his podcast always does an imitation of him and calls him Andrew the Giant. and he's got a crazy beard too. It's like all over the place. It's a beard you would expect to see on a lineman, not on a quarterback, who tend to be a little more like pretty boy, Mark Sanchez, Tom Brady, well styled. And actually, I think you sent me an article from the Wall Street Journal the other day about how Andrew Luck apparently congratulates all of the defenders who hit him during a game.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's like he gets
hit. I can't believe
poor
quarterbacks don't do it.
He gets hit by some 280-pound lineman who's trying to drive him through the ground. And the first thing he says is, hey, good hit. That was great.
I love that. I love that. Why doesn't everyone do that? It's so brilliant.
It really is smart. So, he's pretty good. I also had the Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton combo, which I know you're familiar with. Both wide receivers on the Colts. Reggie Wayne is, I think he must be 35 by now.
74 years old.
Yeah, he's a pretty old guy, but he's a holdover from the last era of the Colts when he was the young guy and Marvin Harrison was the older wide receiver and Peyton Manning was the quarterback and they had a great offense. So Reggie Wayne can still kind of get it done. T.Y. Hilton is let me see if I can get this right. T.Y. Hilton is the new Reggie Wayne, if Reggie Wayne is the new Marvin Harrison. Whatever, yes. T.Y. Hilton is the new young guy, and I know you've had him on your fantasy team, so maybe you can tell the world about him.
It's been a good year. He is an undersized wide receiver from I think UCF or USF, one of the two, who came out of nowhere and is, like, insanely explosive. I think he's... He benefits from the fact that Reggie Wayne is on the other side of the field, but he is a beast and he's fun to watch. And he also, I think, had the best touchdown or the most celebrated touchdown celebration of the year when he scored and cradled the football because he had just had a baby, which is pretty tough to top as far as touchdown celebrations go.
Hard to root against that.
Yeah.
Especially
when he's on your fantasy team.
Right. Well, of course. How'd your fantasy team do this year?
So moving on.
So what do you think the plot of this game is? I have to say, this is the one of the four games that I don't really care about too much.
For me, just because I enjoy watching Andy Dalton fail, I enjoy watching him attempt to succeed. I think the plot very much is Andy Dalton going to be able to get out of the first round? I mean, the reality is that the Colts have not been as good this year as they looked last year. And Andrew Luck is not in particular. So I think they're a little bit weak. And I think there's a pretty decent expectation that the Bengals should be able to get out of the first round this year. And if they don't, I think I think there should be some serious questions about whether Andy Dalton is actually ever going to take the next step in his career.
Yeah, definitely a story of two quarterbacks, as it often is. All right, so best name on the Colts.
It's a boring name, but... The spelling is such that I had to Google it to confirm that there wasn't just a typo on the Colts website. Jonathan Harrison, his first name is spelled with two T's.
Huh?
There's just an extra T thrown in there it serves no purpose. It's still pronounced Jonathan, as far as I'm aware. There's just a stray T in there. And now I get, there could be a birth certificate spelling error, I suppose. But he's stuck with that T for life. And I don't know why.
An extra T. So I'm going to go with Dante Moncrief.
Really? I would have thought you would have gone with Goster Trillis.
Who?
I thought that was I had that highlighted as a lock, Creef.
Oh, you're trying to predict the name I'm going to choose?
Yes. I had him one and Zerlin Tipton number two.
Zerlin Tipton?
Yeah.
All right. We got in case the Colts win, we need to save some names. But yeah, Dante Moncrief, what a great villain name.
Yeah, it is.
Dante Moncrief. He's a wide receiver. I think he's actually pretty good too.
Yeah, he's not bad.
All right.
Not as good as his name would suggest.
And on the Bengals, who do you have?
They're a little bit on the boring side, frankly. Hold on, who did I have? Oh, so my I love this mostly because I have it burned into my brain of one of the announcers pronouncing Dane Sonsenbacher's name. And I forget who it was, but he just said it so perfectly that every time I see Dane Sonsenbacher, I think of that. And it must have been Chris Collinsworth, maybe. I don't know.
Is he like a punter or something?
No, I don't know. He's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver?
Yeah, he does not see the field a lot. I'm not actually sure how his name got called.
I just heard his name.
No, it was probably someone else.
No, I just heard his name, I think, in relation to this game. Like, maybe he's playing defense now or something like that?
No, I mean, he's literally...
No?
No.
No, all right.
The only way you would have heard his name in association with this game is if someone was doing a story on people likely to not have an impact on this game.
poor Dane Sonsenbacher.
All right, he's got a great name.
My name on that team is Wallace Gilberry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is a good one. Yeah. All right, so...
You expect to see Wallace Gilberry leading up the debate team. Not necessarily teeing off on the quarterback.
Yeah, which I think he does pretty well. Yeah, I mean... What's the over-under on his weight just based on his name?
I got to say at least 275, 300. No, he's an N, though. 275.
Bing, 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 bing. 275. You are correct, sir.
Well, all these teams report they don't report their players' actual weight. They report their, what should a right defensive end weigh?
Right. It's their name weight. All right, so the line on this game is Colts by 4. It's Indianapolis. So we know that means Vegas thinks the Colts are a little bit better than the Bengals. I want neither team to win. I want someone else to win. I don't care about these teams. But I guess if I have to choose, I'd rather have the Colts go on than the Bengals.
Man.
And I think the Bengals are going to win. And it's because what you were talking about before. Like, these cliches, what Andy Dalton, you said, is 0-3 in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I think NFL games are, of all the sports, they're the closest to 50-50. Every game is close to 50% chance of winning and losing.
Yeah.
And so three coin tosses, you get tails every time. It just doesn't seem like you can make a trend. I agree, he's looked horrible. But Dalton can't win the big games, and Andrew Luck only wins big games. And I just feel like those cliched certainties are going to reverse on Sunday.
I have more faith in Andy Dalton than you do. I think that I would like... it's one of these things where I feel bad for both teams because we're both cities, I should say. But I feel worse for the Browns or for the Bengals because, you know, when's the last time they had anything happening? So I would like to think that I would like the Bengals to win. But I just... I can't in good conscience actually say that I believe that Andy Dalton will beat Andrew Luck. I have too much experience with Andy Dalton. He will, I firmly believe, come up with a way to surprise all of us who are already expecting the least out of him.
Well, we will see.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.